Welcome to the Josh Levy Program. He's here to program your brain with this podcast. Never looking at explosions, he's a badass. Always posing in them pictures like an actress. King of all comedy, better marketing schemes than Mitt Romney. In the failing economy, he's here to offend you with no apologies. Everybody get ready, please, for your host, Josh Levy. Josh Levy Program. How's everyone doing? I hope you listened to my first episode. Hope it wasn't too bad. I got totally interviewed. It was badass. If you hear anything in the background, that's our guest Chase, and he's smoking weed right now because that is our episode right now. We are doing a smoking weed episode.
Hey guys, I'm smoking weed.
Yeah, he's getting nice and high. While he is getting nice and high, I'm gonna throw some words at you. This is episode 2. We're gonna hope to work out a few of the little stuff that we did last time that maybe sounded bad, sounded dumb. I'm gonna try to stutter a lot less because I feel like no one really wants to listen to a handicapped person do a podcast. it takes about 8 times as long. Per capita, I think that's a phrase. It's probably not. I'm pretty stupid. Okay, let's get this thing going. My guest, Chase Kelsey, we met in kind of high school, kind of middle school. Here's your cue, Chase. How are you doing right now?
I'm doing great, Josh. Thanks for asking.
Hey, Chase.
I'm doing good. Just pushing the square wheel forward. It's tough. We did meet it.
That's the saying.
Yeah. We met. Yeah, I think I knew you in middle school.
You know what they say.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Why don't you give your version of how we met, and then I'll give mine. You go ahead.
Okay. So, I met you. I want to say I met you in middle school, but I probably didn't. I didn't like, particularly remember you per se. Like, I had another clique of friends that it's hard to remember, but I know freshman year, dude. Freshman year, like PE. Like, I think we had PE like every time like we had PE as individuals. Like, we were in the same class. I don't know why, but remember you being
when we first started high school, we were. I'm trying to remember. PE. Who else was in there?
My memory just doesn't want to go back that far. Like, but I vividly remember like me, you, John, Connor, and there's other people in PE.
Last year?
That wasn't even last year. That was like 2 years ago or something. That was like.
No, wait. Was that me, you, Matt, Matt Rogers? Were you in there or no? Man, we have horrible. Yeah.
We have bad memories.
Memories,
man.
Because we smoke weed. Yeah, that's why.
Weed makes you like remember the important things. I think like fucking cell phone bills and stupid shit. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. What was I gonna say? I think a more vivid memory of meeting you would probably be in Miss Dormer's class, because I remember I was put in a IEP class, which is like an individual personalization education. Yeah. So that
we're not
just for the disclaimer that we are not what do you call it? I don't want to call it retarded. I feel, what is it? We have no mental disabilities, go on.
We were put in a special ed, ed English because we didn't do any of our work because we were high school students who like to smoke weed way more than do homework. And it took me a long time to put those two together. But I think by who we were around and what we saw, we both knew maybe we shouldn't be in here. Maybe we're not this low.
Yeah, so, when I saw that, my homework was, pretty much, the alphabet, just reciting it or some stupid thing like that. Like, it was, way too easy. Like, we were just having fun. Like, it just ended up us watching movies and popcorn and drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I feel like that's another thing, one of the commonalities of our lives, which we kind of found we have a lot of similar themes in our own lives, like, you know,
how I remember us, meeting, all right, you are, and I this is either going to be because we smoked too much weed, or because I think you were a lot cooler in middle school, but I came to middle school. Then we were in 3-4 Miss for Shagan.
Oh, that, yes, correct.
Then we had PE.
Yeah,
right? And then we would just talk about fucking South Park over and over and over. And we would just recite, like, South Park. And, and I was shy, and I felt like you were the only one who got me. Oh. And then I moved back to my own school, but yeah, that's how it. Yep.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy now that you say that. That's totally. That middle school really kind of was a trip, man. Like I was like the worst as a middle schooler. But at the same time, like the middle school we went to was ridiculous. It was completely ridiculous. Like, some of the things that we... Oh, my mic is dropping. I'm sorry. So, yeah. I don't know. What I'm trying to say is, like, you know, I did a lot of wacky antics in middle school. But,
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of wacky antics. And... But fights, alcohol...
There would not be one 10-minute break in the boys' bathroom where there wouldn't be people just beating the shit out of each other. And it was like every fucking day there was a fight in there.
There was like a new pick.
It was like, blah, blah's gonna fight blah, blah. And it's like, fuck yeah, I know blah, blah's gonna fuck blah, blah up, you know?
Yeah.
It was crazy in there.
Yeah, and, Yeah, there's always be a fight.
Like fucking, it's like some weird, like...
You'd always come in, like one guy.
Then,
Yeah, moving on, like, what did we... I feel like there's a lot more, like, in school, like, we kind of just, like... We clicked in school, but, like, we always ended up in classes together, like, I don't know if it was fate or anything, but we, like, had some funny times, dude. Classes were
maybe,
hilarious.
Maybe we're gay.
Maybe this is, like, it's true bromance.
Maybe I mean, we were in English in 7th grade.
Yeah.
Then I know we were in English our freshman year. Then we were in PE our junior and senior year, I think. God, and we had to be in way more.
Dude, okay.
Because my high school memories are always...
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. Just, like, you know, I can't remember high school for shit, but, like, I can do remember it when I, like, suddenly need to. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that shit in high school. Things just remind me, but I didn't say, P.E., dude, do you remember Miss Phipps? Miss Phipps? Dude, you remember when she, like, it was one of the days she kicked you out. She kicked, she was just in a pissy mood that day, and she kicked you out. She kicked another, I think it might have been Corey Allen, and she started lecturing us. She got us, she made us all sit down, and she started lecturing us, and, I couldn't actually take it. I stood up for you and Corey, and I said, I don't remember the exact situation and why you were thrown out. I remember some stupid shit, and I just stood up to her, and I'm like, yeah, this lecture here is pretty much doing nothing, and so why are we doing nothing, and
why are we actually...
So I stood up for you, I stood up for PE, whatever PE is supposed to be, and all the kids were totally on my side, and she tried to, like, apologize to me. After we were playing dodgeball,
there were.
I was like, "No, Miss Phipps."
There were so many. I remember, like, over and over, there it would be me and you, and there'd be like a confrontation with a teacher. Then I feel like I have the more like obnoxious, like a abrasive personality. Then I would be like, blah, 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 fuck you. Yeah. Then I would go away, and then you'd be like, let's stand up for our rights.
And,
like,
get other people,
you know,
to look.
Fight the system. And it's like...
It was a team.
To, like, gather, like, the workers and form, like, a fucking, like, like a union. And that would happen all the time.
Yeah, seriously, if more people were, like, up to actually, I don't know, like... obstruct the daily routine of, like, your life. You, like, actually make something worth watching, you know? Like, because programmed these days, honestly.
Well,
like, I don't like to make generalities and all that, but, like, basically, like, what we were doing is just, like, making school
fun because
school is, like, painfully... like, daunting. And
we were just, like, out to fuck up how they wanted the day to go. They're like, okay, so we're gonna do this, and then Josh and Chase are gonna fuck that up, so we're gonna try to adapt here. let's just see how it goes. Alright, we've been on high school for a while. I want to move on to some
high school is what brings us
to talk about weed.
Weed? Someone say weed?
Tell me why you smoke weed.
Okay.
did someone say games? Tell me why you smoke weed.
I mean...
Schmerkerberg.
I mean, the reason, like, I don't know if there was a certain reason behind it, but I know in middle school that I started smoking weed, and it was awesome. Basically awesome. And as I got older, I just kept... It was like a thing. I didn't smoke as much in middle school, though. Let's say I just smoked like a... probably like a gram in like 2 weeks in middle school. But a gram now would last me a day kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like I just...
You were... Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, as I said, it became like kind of like a gradual thing. And now I just use it more for... basically, well, if I'm bored, I'll admit to that. I do smoke it when I'm bored, and I spurt myself out a little bit the other day and stuff like that. And like, it can be used too much, but it can also be used as a good medicine and blah blah blah.
Does it help you? Does it help you with like anxiety, or does it increase that, or does it make you more depressed when that comes, or does it kind of like help you brainstorm on how to get out of that? Just kind of give me some insight.
Actually, on that. That's a very good question. That is, it's almost like self-explanatory in itself, yeah. Yeah, so weed helps a lot with anxiety. But it's almost like it coupled together, you know, your anxiety and your depression kind of coupled together. You know, anxiety is like scared, freaked out of the future. And you're scared of what's going to happen, so you're always anticipating something, and the depression is almost like you're so down and your walls are caving in and you don't care about anything. And you kind of go through, I mean, like, I do, but go through apathy and all that all the time. Like you're saying, weed does help. Weed makes you start thinking a little bit more intensely about these things, and makes you, I don't know. I don't want to sound like a pothead or anything. I'm trying to...
This is a pothead episode.
I don't want to sound like a pothead.
Like, if you're not a pothead, this is not the episode for you. This is not an episode for people who don't smoke weed. This is an episode for people who have smoked weed, who have a personal relationship with weed, who know what weed is and haven't heard about it and don't have opinions about it, but actually know what it is.
Yeah, and for those people...
Go on.
For those people, I'm going to say, fucking rad. Fucking...
Seriously. Same age, all of us.
They're all just like... We're both giving each other finger guns right now, I'm betting.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. Tell me some of the bad stuff that you've experienced. This can be kind of hard to answer, because I feel like a lot of people, because it is kind of a strange habit that a lot of people criticize. People can be like, oh, there's not one thing that's bad, but I'm gonna give you for me, weed made me hungry like a lot, and then I would feel slower and fat, and then I would just feel like, and I'd be like, God, like, what the fuck am I doing? Just like, it's gluttony. But then I started to think, this is me not being able to control myself, like around popcorn or tell me about the struggles you've had with weed.
And I'd probably say I have that same one. Weed gives you the munchies, and especially smoking dank weed, good quality weed, you're gonna get good quality munchies. I mean, But that does...
you were eating dang munchies, man.
Some toasties. Pizza rolls.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean,
seriously.
Fuck. I mean, the shit I've eaten.
It does. It's us. Because as humans, when we were first starting out, you know, in our beginning age, like, I don't know, when we were becoming, you know, the Nathandrels and transition into where we are now, we started we had dopamine in our brain, and it was released when we needed it. It was our body's, like, response to, like, you need food, you need to go out and fight and eat. But now that we have access to all, like, ooh, we get a food package right now, right here, whenever, blah, 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 you kind of, when you overdo it, and you overdo the dopamine levels, and you just, your body is not kind of...
Yeah,
we don't live
just,
how,
like,
we're kind of supposed
to. Flood it.
And everyone
just
knows that. Everyone knows that. There's, like...
Yeah.
And I do that. I did that, too. Like, I would eat, I kind of control my, like, munchies. Like, you kind of have to, like, harness the munchies. But,
yeah,
you really do.
Yeah.
Because
then,
you have to realize that, like... And you kind of... But it's not a bad thing. Like, what I did, I was just, like, I'll try to, like, oh my god, I had bad munchies today, but, I can't say that I'm fully mastered the art of harnessing the munchies, but this is a problem, America. This munchie phenomenon.
Yeah,
fuck
Afghanistan, fuck everything going on.
This is a real world struggle.
How do we stop these munchies?
Yeah.
Yeah,
first world struggles, and
I
mean, besides that, besides any bad things about weed, I wouldn't say that there's any downers to it, unless it will get to the point where I'm not talking bad on dabbers. Have you've done dabs? You know, I'm sure, Josh.
Yeah.
I've done dabs myself, and. Like, I've seen people, like, this one dude was, like, addicted to dabs, like, heroin addict, like, he would do so many, and I know it's really bad for your lungs, like that, so I think, like, how it's concentrated nowadays can be probably bad for you, like.
One more, like a bad thing about weed, like a lot of people won't even acknowledge
yeah.
it, but yeah, when you inhale smoke, it hurts your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as bad as if you're smoking tobacco, but it's still. It still does hurt and cause damage there.
Yeah. And, you know, like...
And,
there's kind of, like, this, like, icon attached to weed. Like, it's, like... You know, Kush is the new crack. Like everyone... Everyone's, like... You know, like, you're suddenly, like, put into this... box if you, like, agree with, like, weed being legal or in, I'm sorry, I'm not sure where I'm trying to go here, but it's, you're kind of, like,
Chase is high right now.
it's just another plant, like, it's a good plant, it's a really, it shouldn't be as controversial as it really is, it shouldn't be as taboo. Probably. It should. I'm an idealist,
yeah.
I guess.
It has a lot of political shit. Like, it has a lot of stuff to do with the people who own the alcohol companies.
Oh, yeah. All their
ads. It has to do with a lot of stuff. Let's keep going, because I feel like we might have fallen off track.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Bad stuff.
Did you say fast food?
Chase, you're so high right now. All right, but bad stuff. Okay. We both got kicked off the wrestling team because we failed in drug tests because we.
That's very true.
That is one bad thing about weed, that a lot of people make you pee in a cup, and guess what? You might not pass, and you get kicked off the wrestling team, and that kind of fucking sucks. But, I was gonna do a little thing about all the, cop stuff that we got into, but you know, I just kind of want to skip that.
Oh, yeah,
what are you? What are the things that you can do perfectly while you're high?
Okay.
I mean perfectly that no one knows that you're high. Like, I've been high at high school.
Yeah.
I've been high. I've been high pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. So, like, what am I best at doing high? Unnoticeably.
Yeah. What would you say that where you are that you're really not supposed to be high, but you're high and you're just pulling it off really well?
That would have to be work. Work, yeah.
Work.
It's.
Hopefully,
yeah. That's what I was saying. Keep it on the DL. But yeah. No, it's crazy because my coworkers are. I'm gonna say that as much. My coworkers are awesome people, and got each other's back. But yeah, doing the dishes. It's doing the dishes is like. Just the,
yeah,
you know, the routine, like, there's more to dishwashing than, I'm a dishwasher, there's more to dishwashing than just dishwashing, like, you basically, like, the fundamentals of the kitchen and the cook, and, you do a lot around, like, I'm sure you know, like,
I work at a coffee shop that's, not gonna be named.
Yeah.
And... A nice little independent coffee shop that we're not going to talk about.
Yeah. So, actually, other things... I could be playing music, and I could be stoned as fuck. Like, stoned as I've ever been. But I got it. It's basically because, I've been playing music for so long, and it's like muscle memory, almost, like, playing songs. Like, so, like, when I'm really stoned, like, that's, like, the best just to play guitar and, like, it's almost like playing a video game. If that makes any sense.
We've been at parties, like, and we've been at the same parties, like, and I remember just being, like, violently drunk, and then I would notice you... And Ben and a few like other people, and then you'd go out and then like jam and stuff.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Like I would either pass out or try and fail to hook up with a girl. But I never got that experience. To witness that when you're smoking, like, did you get like in the zone, or are you more distracted when you're high and you're playing
okay,
music?
So I'd say that a lot of the distraction actually comes from like social social pressure is probably the best. I don't know if it's the best word for what I'm trying to say, but there's more people around, and you're smoking, and, you know, maybe you guys are doing something, you guys are all trying to get plans together, and, like, everyone's on key, everyone's... When there's more people, there's a lot more going on. when there's less people, it's more chill, usually. When you're by yourself, like, when I'm by myself,
yeah.
Totally different, almost. It's more like a meditation kind of thing. I mean, also when, like, I'm playing music front of people, I can, you know, it's almost like a meditation kind of thing. But it depends on the situation, because I feel like if there's a lot of people, like, I know, in your environment and you're smoking, at least me, I'm going to be, like, a little different. I'm going to be different and thinking differently. And so I'd say... I don't like weed in high sensory things. Weed is more like a, I'd say like kickback for me.
Then that is a perfect transition. Let's talk about Vyvanse.
Oh,
and that is a prescription pill that we got into. We went through a phase where I don't want to call it an addiction, because I mean, because that word is just so thrown around.
Oh, yeah.
But we were doing it a lot, and it was a trend thing. Yeah, it was a phase. And like, and that's the opposite of weed, where we were up, and we're high on uppers, and we could hear like everything, and we were just talking, blah 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 blah, and it was crazy, like, and that was a really weird, like, interesting time that I think we'll never forget, because that was just like, wow, what were we doing?
Seriously, dude, that was sketchy times.
Your thoughts? Yeah.
Well, my thoughts, those were sketchy times, man. Those, I remember you giving me those, though. Like, I kept buying them from you. Like, I'd just come back, like, hey, Josh, got some more? Got some more, man?
Hey, it's not meth. Like, yeah. You know, it's just weird.
It's not meth, quotation marks. But,
what it was a dextro and amphetamine.
Yeah.
And from what I've, and if you guys want to Google that, you can. What my impression was it was one step down from meth, and it was like it was a weird time, but. You know, we got past it. We're alive. Right? And now, you know, some weird shit.
I just don't have my shirt off as more.
Some weird
pacing.
Stuff that would happen.
Yeah, no, like...
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Wild emotions running through you. Like.
We would not be... We would not be hungry. We would be extremely emotional. My penis would be limp for so long.
It's because you need too much fun.
I would have no concept. Yeah, I'd be like, I would have no, like, who cares about girls? Like, who cares about sex? Like, let's, like, fucking build. Like, let's fucking build Legos until, like, 8 in the morning, you know? And it was just like this. Crazy, like, cracked out.
It was, face, I'll say this, like, it felt so good. It felt so good. Like, but...
Yeah.
Like,
with all the bad stuff,
But it's bad.
It was good when it was good.
It was a good experience, but it's bad. Bad. Bad decision.
It's good that it's over.
I'm glad.
Let's talk about. Go ahead.
I'm not gonna say it. I was gonna say it. I'm kind of glad I did it, just to like get that close to meth, but not.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude! That was so.
So I
fun.
Know now that if I
that was so much intense. Like,
if I actually do meth, I'm going to be addicted to it, probably. So I shouldn't do it. And that was...
Yeah, so now we know.
We
know. Note to self, stealing from meth, because Vyvanse was Vyvanse is totally not illegal. Yeah. People give it to their kids.
Mm-hmm, it's everywhere.
Fun fact, on the last night of my high school graduation, our grad night where we would all stay
I remember that.
I took 150 milligrams and I thought I was going to overdose.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's this boxing thing, and then I ran to the I ran right out of this like bouncy house thing. And then I just, like, vomited. Then this guy who's supposed to be making sure that we were all not high, I was like, hey, you know,
yeah, like, CHP
like,
there
like I just had a lot of coffee, and I'd have, you know, is this a cracked out thing? He's like, okay, dude, you know. That was so embarrassing. Oh, God.
I bet that that was.
A lot, let's, well, let's throw the kick in the face story. I'm going to let you share with our audience this insane, crazy story about how you fucking kicked some dude in the face. Go ahead.
So it was a usual freshman, you know, high school lunch break, and it was just the typical day. So me and my friend, Ray Conlisk, my buddy, the day we die, shout out to Ray Conlisk, and me and him, we ran to the skate park. We literally ran. We ran across town. Like, skate park is totally downtown. The high school is, like, midtown, and so we ran to the skate park, and we took bong rips at the skate park, and we only had, like, 40 minutes, so we got there, it's 20 minutes. 20 minutes in, we're at the skate park, and we're taking bong rips. So we're taking bong rips, we stayed there, we skated for, like, maybe, like, 10 minutes or something, and then we're like, okay, we gotta go. Whew, we bolt back after taking these bong rips. We're, like, fit, like, stoners, like, athletic stoners. We just run straight back to the high school, like, yeah. And I see Jordan Crutchfield. He's very small and like stick figure, like lanky, and he's small. Like you just destroy him completely. Whoever you are, if you fight him, probably. But this bigger
snap in half. He's not gonna be Yeah, I mean he's a small dude with a very large personality.
And he's there. And freshman year we were like all into that parkour thing, so we were good buddies, and it was fun. I remember those days, high school, the freshman days. But anyways, I was stoned as all hell. Me and Ray get there. And I see that there's this, like, he's got to be, like, a 6 foot, pushing 6 foot more. He's heavier. And he was in the bit class, so he was in this,
big dude
in the bit class. So he had problems or something, you know. He had a problem with Jordan. He's like, I got up there, and I just remember him starting to push Jordan, like, he's going to attack him, like, at any second, like, start throwing punches, and he's like, why'd you call me a nigger? He literally, he's white, and he he's like, why'd you call me a nigger?
Just so we know, just pause this story.
Yeah.
Jordan did call him that, and that was totally not okay. Yeah. And it's
so,
like,
exactly.
No one is endorsing but it was good to stop a fight.
Yeah, no one is endorsing that behavior.
Okay, continue.
But I had to protect it. he starts punching, like, so he's, all I saw in the situation was him saying that, and then started like violently rushing after Jordan. I'm like, why did this kid? First of all, I'm like, stone as hell. I'm like, look at it, the situation. See what's happening.
Yeah, just
I'm
like what?
So I just see it's Jordan as small as he is, like duck down and like after the kid starts throwing punches, and that's when it just like clicked in me. I'm like, it was like, you have to kick him in the face. So. Like, I don't know, when he leaned in, when he leaned in to punch Jordan, Jordan started tumbling backwards, and I just threw, like, the meanest kick, like, it was, like, some Russian dude on the street, like, just fucking destroyed someone or something, like, it was one of those...
Kick to the
like,
fucking
yeah,
face.
I didn't even jump, it was, like, straight kick, and I felt the tip of my Vans skateboarding shoes... like hit his jaw and move it, and it was bad, and it was like, ooh, and he instantly went to the ground, looks back up. I'm in my guard defense.
Who opens a fight kicking someone to the fucking face? Chase Kelsey.
Yeah,
that's who. A fucking
right?
Ninja warrior.
And he looks back at me as I put up my guard, like we're gonna fight, and he just runs up the steps. And the trippiest thing is...
He's like, yeah, I'm done.
The trippiest thing is, or Mr. Naranjo, you remember? The same day, after school, he's like, or he came up to me as I saw him walking down the pathway, and he's like, thanks for breaking up the fight today. And, like, says that to me. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Hey, man, thanks for kicking that dude in the fucking
yeah,
face.
Dude, it was like...
sure, man.
Seriously, sure. Handshake, thank you. And the people were talking about it, and I was stoned in class, and felt like a movie or something. It really did. That was the only fight that I've been in.
No, yeah, that...
Strange day. But that's that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how the fuck does that happen? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Chase, let's talk about your music right now. Let me just name some stuff, like, and I want you to tell me where you are with that. I know you put out either EP or whatever of a few more like a few like hip hop stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about
so
that.
So it was an experimental project. The hip hop. I had this this idea to do a hip hop alias for myself and start an EP album, and I did, and it's on kickbackcollective.bandcamp.com, and you can find that, and it's probably like, I think it's like a 4-track album of just me being funny with words and bringing back the Beastie Boy style to hip hop because I'm white.
When I was hearing it, it was kind of like floaty, and it was light, and it was like this. I felt like it was a song that was floating in a sea of like marijuana smoke and happiness, yeah, and just kind of like just a really relaxed song, and it was like. Meditative, and you know, like it was a good, like it was a good take on, like on hip hop.
Yeah, dude, thank you.
Tell me about Violent Vibes.
Violent Vibes, like, okay, so Violent Vibes has been around since middle school, and it's a project I just me and a friend have been kind of been on for a while since. Since probably like 2005, 2006, I mean like 2004, when YouTube was like the, like just coming out, you know, and
Oh, the year I had my first child. Yeah,
oh yeah, that was a good year. Yeah, it's probably
You're just like, wait, was it? Okay, go on about Violent Vibes on YouTube.
Yeah, pretty much like the year of YouTube. I think it was 2004. So it was Everett Carey. Yeah, it was Everett Carey was in it, but it was basically just turned out being me because it's weird. Like, I've done all this music. You can find it at Violent Vibes Official. Bandcamp.com or any of the SoundClouds or YouTube, Violent Vibes, right there. And, you know, check it out. It's pretty much me and myself now. And it's basically just stuff that, like, indie, I want to call it like indie psychedelic funk-based music is the best description I can come up with really for it. So if, I mean, any indie music listener will listen to it and find some value in it, I'm sure. But I've also...
Yeah, I... Go ahead. Yeah, I didn't mean to, like...
Oh, yeah, sorry. That. I've been trying to watch that, too, like, so we can have, like... Oh, yeah, clear. It's kind of hard on the timing of the live stream time. Yeah, so also just trying to come up with just something I could play with people, you know. I want to get a group thing going because I haven't really had that aspect to it as well. I used to have like a group with a Skunk Gutter. We called ourselves, it was me, West, Ben, Cody Koss, and we didn't record much. Like, we didn't have much content except for the stuff that we played live, and we just, you know, but we didn't really record and go that serious with it. This is something that I've been trying to go serious with.
A bit
more with myself, but, yeah. Eventually it will all kind of add up and the pieces will fall into place, I'm assuming. There's a lot of music out there these days. You know, like...
Well,
But yeah, that's basically it.
Feel like
check out my SoundCloud, guys.
As a musician, you bounce around a lot. And that you can tell by pretty much like anything you do that the audio just went
out. Josh Levy. Okay, we're back now.
Yeah, the audio went out. It's fine. We're gonna like edit the sound.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, starting from where I was going, okay. Like, if you hear pretty much, like, anything you can do, you can notice that your, like, ability and your talents and all that can pretty much, I mean, like, you're adaptable and, like, I think, like, if you get the right focus, I guess. Like, I am really interested to where that like ends up.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Jace was the one who did the intro to this podcast, and we're gonna get him to do the outro if we can get him to stop smoking so much weed.
I need to get my priorities strict.
Yeah, for real. Right now, we're gonna play my favorite song of his with Jordan.
Oh, did you find it?
Yeah, we did. So, we are going to end with this song.
Righteousness.
So, thank you for doing the podcast. I feel like we had this great stony converter
Yeah, I'm sorry for there might have been some, you know, dramatic, awkward pauses that, like, right now. But
yeah. you know, like that's what smoking weed is. I'm happy we have a weed episode. I'm happy that you were my number two. Is there anything you want to get out there before we start the song?
Other than that, this song is a it's a great song of my youth, and yeah, look at it back at it with happiness and nostalgia. And I would like to say that, Josh, I love what you got going on now, and I hope the best for this project that you have going on right now, because it's all about finding new business models and promotion techniques and all about that, and the shit that kind of seems bland and harder to do. I saw that one of your posts today, and not to wrap, make this like a long wrap up, but yeah.
No.
I don't know. I saw a post today, kind of like referencing that, like, fucking how promotion is pretty hard, and promotion is very hard, but it's all about consistency and staying consistent. So, yeah, and it looks like you're doing that exact same thing as far as comedy goes.
Yeah. Just keep going at it. And you keep fucking falling on my face and keep getting back up. And one of these times, like, I'm going to fall, you know, I'm going to get a tiny bit farther, and then I'll get up again and fall farther, and then I'll fucking finally be there one day. That's the goal.
It's all about self-improvement and, like, evolution of ourselves. This is the time. This is like the outro of the ages.
Alright, well, we're gonna start this song right now. Okay, enjoy.
Well, it's Monday, and I have this blunt, which means we need to smoke it before we go to school.
Alright, dude. Fuck, give it to me, fool. Damn, dude, this is some dank. Here. Dude, what time is it, fool?
It's 7 in the
morning when I wake up. Dude, we gotta catch the bus. Then I make my way to the bus.
7 in the morning when I wake up. I roll up, then I smoke. Then I make my way to the bus. Tryna walk straight, but it's hard as fuck. 7 in the morning when I wake up. I roll up, then I smoke. Then I make my way to the bus. Tryna walk straight, but it's hard as fuck. Wake up, roll up, light up, gonna smoke a blunt. Gonna go to school while I'm lit as fuck. Try to do my work, but I'm acting up. So I guess that I'ma have to go and smoke at lunch. When I'm off school property, they can't stop me. Eyes bloodshot, cops following me. Point A to point B, fluently through the streets with the homies while we're searching for weed. Yeah, searching for weed. Yeah, hook us up, please. Got a dub on that sack. Could you sell it to me? No, I don't really know. I just wanna go smoke a bowl. Yeah, I don't really know. I just wanna go smoke a bowl.
I got a handful of dro and I'm ready to go. Weed is the key to an incredible flow. Exhale from the nose. Ghostly ass hoes. Recording the track with my homie Jay Smokes.
7 in the morning when I wake up. I roll up, then I smoke. And I make my way to the bus. Tryna walk straight, but it's hard as fuck. 7 in the morning when I wake up. I roll up, then I smoke. And I make my way to the bus. Tryna walk straight, but it's hard as fuck. 7 in the morning when I wake up. Getting out of bed, getting all dressed up. Pick a few bowls, I'm about to blaze up. And I'm hella fucking tired, cause all I did was stay up. No sleep, bad dreams, don't know what the fuck it means. But I'ma keep it cool like a dog from the sea pen. I'ma go to school and do some biology. Then some world history, Photoshop that it's me.
Like sea dogs, maybe lurking in the ocean. Slow motion with a potion, just coasting. This north inside of my peripherals. Trash bags of weed, burning trees is the ritual. Fuck the pharmaceutical industry. Self-medication, fuck the mainstream music industry. Music making, in a beat station. Every day blazing until my life ends. Music is creation.
7 in the morning when I wake up. I roll up, then I smoke. Then I make my way to the bus. Tryna walk straight.
late, but it's hard. It's hard and fun. In the morning when I wake up, I roll up, then I smoke. It's fun. Then I make my way to the bus, trying to walk straight, but it's hard. It's hard and fun. It's hard. It's hard. It's fun. Trying to walk straight, but it's hard. It's fun.